Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Radio, this your boy Cass, chilling as usual on a Wednesday. I know you miss me. What you say on Martin? Did you miss me? Look, so what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, not much. Janine, how's it going?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, chilling. All right, y'all, check us out. You know, Janine, I got to say, you know, yesterday was an archive show.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind of wild back then.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, you were kind of wild back then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Butter was a little bit more wild to talk about putting a finger in places where it don't belong. Now,
yeah, Butter was just more vocal with hers.
I guess. Like, so I don't think you came to the show yet. So I mean, did you listen?
Yes, I did, and I sat and fucking cracked up the whole hour. I did.
Was it a point in the show yesterday that you was like, okay, these motherfuckers just was really crazy?
The whole show, do you hear me? The whole motherfucking show. All of y'all's crazy. All of y'all's crazy. Mm-hmm.
I
was tickled. I normally, when I listen to the show, I sit in my little corner, what I call my little corner. I got, you know, I got a little extra room in my house that nobody uses or whatever, and that's where I normally listen to the show. But last night, I laid in the bed, and I listened to the show, and I swear, I was just, like, I could feel the bed moving. Like, I was like, I need to get up.
You know, and it was brought to my attention today that, you know, during one part of it, it was like, you know, when they talk about licking a man's ass. And it's like one part that I think Janine pretty much had everybody mesmerized about it. And the guys were just pretty much kind of quiet, like, wow, for real? Then it was like Butter chimed in and she got to talking about, well, yeah, then you lick it, then you take your finger, or not your thumb, then you stick your thumb, and then, like, everybody just rolls up, like, hey, wait a minute now.
Right, right.
like, hold on now, stop that shit.
I did. I felt my eyes get big at that point. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Right, oh, man. Now, you know what? Now, my I was in Gary earlier today. I was in Gary, and, you know, shout out to my man, Jesse. Big ups to your dog, you know. Hold it down, man. I know you're going through a tough time right now, but hold it down, man. Better days are coming. Now, I'll talk to my man, you know, talk to a couple of friends. And, you know, the conversation came about, and my guy was like, he said he don't believe in, well, him and his girl don't believe in having oral sex. But he loves it. He loves it. He feel like if he asks her to do it, he's belittling her. So
wow.
he goes out to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, okay, so what? I said, so let's just say, and I mean, I know me. I'm gonna go by me. I had those urges all the time. You could be sitting there cooking dinner. What you thinking about? Oh, you sucking my dick? You know, I had those urges all the time. So, I mean, I throw on my baseball cap and my shoes. I'll be right back. Where you going to the stove? You know what I'm saying? Run out and try to go get my dick sucked and come on back. Because me, I think them the motherfuckers will fall in the category of fucking around and dealing with them hookers and them prostitutes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just my opinion. So, ladies, am I wrong? I mean, if a motherfucker, I mean, this your man. I don't want you to do that. I mean, but you know he like it.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes me, okay, you know how y'all are. Y'all don't want us to kiss you after we suck your dick. So maybe that's what his thing is. Maybe he's just feeling like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's it. Are these older people? Is this an older guy? Is he your age, my age?
He's in his 30s. He's in his 30s.
Okay, so but what does she do? What does she do when she wants some oral sex?
He said it don't, they just don't do it. He said, and I mean, he said that she's like, you know, he said she's offered to do it, but he told her no. But then, like I told him, motherfucker, all I ever heard about you talking about, I just love when they spit the tip of it. But then you tell them how you don't want her to do it.
I don't get it. And why should you have to leave the comfort of your own home to get some head when you got a woman right there who's willing to do it?
I don't know.
That goes along with him putting her on the pedestal, like she can't do things like that. But
now,
then you would rather go out for it. That don't even make sense.
Exactly. I mean,
that
okay.
makes her feel or
go
I
ahead.
Don't know.
I mean, okay,
I don't know how that makes her feel, or how do you think that affects y'all relationship or her when you trying to respect her in one way, but you disrespect her in another.
Right.
Good point. You got to, and I think, and you know what, you make a valid point. Okay, you talking about you giving her, you showing her all disrespect, but then you going out and getting it done, and I mean, I'm pretty sure if she finds out. She's going to be
exactly.
like, what? You
exactly.
know, like, I'm here, I am offering to do it to you, and you just won't do it?
Yeah. I've heard of, like, Italian men, but again, older, like, Italian men, you know, that don't want their woman to do it, but they'll let somebody else do it. I've heard of that.
Well, this motherfucker ain't Italian. This
right,
motherfucker is black as me.
I ain't never met a black man that didn't want that.
But see, that's
at
the
home.
Thing. He loves it. That's what I'm saying. That's the key word. He don't want it from her. But he's like, I mean, cause I've heard him, you know, multiple times, like, you know, I mean, shit, you know, you right, man, shit, I don't need no pussy right now. I just need motherfucker to suck my dick. And here it is, you got a motherfucker at home willing, but you choose not to.
That's crazy.
Right, it just,
is he saying she can't suck dick, or he just don't want her to do it?
He said he don't want her to do it. He just don't want her to do it.
Because he means
her. You know, I haven't did this in a long time. So what I'm gonna try to do is, you know me, you know I'm a.
Let's
you know,
out of the story.
Not well now. He's at work right now, so I can't get his side of the story. But you know, I'm just inquisitive to other people, and I got a guy right now. I'm calling. He's like in his late 60s. So I'm just, you know, gonna call him and see. He might be sleeping. You probably see a number like, oh, Lord, this is Bill Clay. I ain't never heard nobody phone do that. Take a phone there, ring again.
Okay, I was about to say the same thing.
like, can I? Let me let it ring.
I can't pause for a second. All right.
I ain't never heard nobody don't got an answer machine. Hello? Steezy, how you doing there, brother?
I'm doing all right. Who is this?
It's your boy, man. What's up? You forgot about me?
Who?
Man, this is Zach, man.
Zach.
Yeah, man. I'm in jail. I need some bail money.
Huh?
I said I'm in jail. I need some bail money, man.
You for real?
Man, don't you see the number I'm calling you from?
Huh?
I said, don't.
What you doing in New York, anyway?
Man, it's a long fucking story, man.
How much bail money you need?
Man, these like $2,500.
This gotta be a joke.
Damn, man. I tell you, I'm in jail, you crack a joke. No, man, what's up? I'm calling you for my radio show, man.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Ladies, everybody say hello to Cheese.
Hi. Hello.
Hello there. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Sorry.
All right, man, check this out. I just had to call. I had to get the oldest person's point of view on this, man. Yeah, are you busy? Can you talk, man? Can you talk for a second? Can you rap with your boy for a minute?
Yeah, I can rap with you for a minute.
Okay, check this out, Steve. Here's the situation. You meet a woman, right?
Right.
All right, now, her thing is like, She tell you that the guy that she was with before, he didn't believe in her giving him oral sex. He ain't believe in getting his dick sucked.
Okay.
Do you uphold that rule with her? You tell her, nah, bitch, you don't have to suck some dick over here.
Well, you can always get somebody else to do it for you.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
So you would uphold her thing when she said you want to tell her to suck no dick?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So that's what I'm saying. Because I mean, now she came to you like, well, my man, the guy before me, he said that I'm too good. If I'm his woman, I'm too good to suck dick. Would you agree with him, or would you be like, bitch, you better get down here and suck this dick?
No, man, I mean, you know, I don't know about him, but I like to get mine sucked, you know what I'm saying?
How old are you again, please?
Turn this old dude on, huh?
How old are you again?
I'm 68 years old.
68 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Still like getting his dick sucked. Now, come on, now.
Yes, sir.
Look at the, yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. All right, well, Cheese, I don't want to hold you up, man. I know you might be busy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my later, man.
Oh, you trying to get your dick sucked up. All right, man. Well, I get back with you.
All right, dog. Later, man.
Oh, man. She say shit. Y'all stopping me now.
I was just in the process.
Right. Like, motherfucker. Hey, you know what? That could have been a real good prank.
Oh, man. Can't even say this. Got to be a joke.
He sure was.
I was
like,
at work yesterday. And 606 number called. I was like, oh my goodness. Now I looked at the rest of the number. I was like, oh, okay.
Man, that could have been, I think that could have been a real good prank. I should have kept going on with it. What y'all think?
I should have pushed mute because I was laughing.
Damn, man. I should have went on. I should have kept going with that one. But
it'll be another day.
Right. Nevertheless, I mean, I don't know, man. I was like, and everybody else, you know, you have some people over there like, well, man, he got a legitimate point. And I'm like, that just defeats the purpose to me. I mean, like, Janine, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You talking about you respecting them, but you're disrespecting them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if she done offered, she's willing to do it.
Exactly.
Right,
so
now.
My thing
now.
Is, what is his reason, I mean, for not? I mean, because there's got to be something deeper than I'll just respect her too much. There's got to be something else.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, you know, some men do have that phobia, like, all right, well, if you put your dick in my mouth, you know, I can't kiss you because I feel like I'm kissing a dick.
Yeah, but it's yours.
Hey.
I could see if I was sucking Johnny's dick and you don't want me to kiss you, but shit, it's yours. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. But then, like I said, we couldn't be together because if I can't suck your dick, I don't want to be with you. I'm good. This is not going to last.
So wait a minute, you like, okay, well, I got to suck your dick.
If I see it, I can't.
I can't
see it.
We are not compatible.
Right.
So wait a minute here. Am I hearing? What do you know? Do you know when I was a teenager? I waited to hear those words. This is our first time fucking. Look here. If I can't suck your dick, this relationship is not gonna work. Really?
We can start now.
Well, you know what? Never let it be said the Cavs wasn't a team player. Here you go. I mean, okay, all right. As a lady, if he did say that to y'all, I mean. My thing is, do you take offense, like, maybe I just can't suck dick good? Or, I mean, what do you be thinking?
How would he know if he's never let me do it?
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you're right about that. So, I mean, I guess it got to be like, damn, what is it?
And then if I don't know how to do it in a way that pleases you, but I still want to be your woman, and you still want me to be your woman, then baby, teach me. Teach me how you like it. Mm-hmm. I want to learn. I got to learn.
Right. I'm in total agreement, but, I mean, hey, brother said that ain't what he, you know, that ain't what he do. Then, like I said... You said what?
I want to hear it from him. Because I'm curious.
Well,
I'm interested to know, man. Like, what is it?
Okay, well, I'm going to see if I can get him on here next week. I'm going to see if he's off next week. And, I mean, because I told him, man, I'm going to bring this up tonight on the show. I'm going to bring this up.
Because, you know, when I sucked dick, and I didn't suck, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I sucked everybody's dick, obviously, because I did not, okay? But there are a select few that I wanted to learn from. So it would be like a class for me because I'm the type of person, when I set my mind and stuff, I got to do it till it's right.
Yeah.
Wait, class.
So So I'll be sucking dick for hours while he watching movies and shit.
What the fuck was y'all at when my stage is?
You are so silly.
I mean, was this always y'all concept?
No, not always. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like
me, pretty much, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I let's see, how can I put it? Like, I've never minded being oral, and I'm with Janine. Like, everybody I've ever been with did not get hit for me because they just weren't worthy of it or whatever. Or I just didn't feel, you know what I mean? I'm like, shit, well, we wearing condoms, so what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Like, but in my older age, yeah, like, I gotta have it. I need to do it. I want to do it right now.
And then I wanted feedback so I can see what can I do differently. Okay, which part?
which part worked for you? Which part worked for you and which part didn't? Well, when you kind of went down on the shaft, you scraped me a little bit. A little less teeth. I can see a motherfucker with a notepad. Anything else?
Well, your mouth was a little dry.
Yeah, a little bit more saliva in there, you know? It's okay. It's okay to spit on it.
I mean, who else are we going to get feedback from? We doing y'all, so y'all have to tell us if we doing it right or not.
Well, look here. If you see my eyes roll up, you know you're doing a good job. You know. Now, if I'm sitting there talking about some, God damn, Kobe, shit. you need to get your skills up a little bit more. But now, if I'm watching the game, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I didn't try it. I didn't try to watch a game. And if a motherfucker good, I'd be like, shit, what court is this? Game over. Damn.
So if I'm down there and I'm doing it and you patting on my head like I'm your puppy, then I'm good, I'm all right.
Yeah. And you know what? I know that y'all might be like, okay, don't say that, but you know how a guy would rub like his dog.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, like you know how I don't like cats, so I mean, but I've had dogs, and you know if my dog sat next to me, you know you rubbing his head like that, and you know how he put his head on you, and you know y'all that's y'all little bond. So just don't think that he's patting your head like your little dog. That's y'all bond. He's bonding with you now. Yes. Suck that dick. Yes. Good girl. Yes, you are. Yes, you do suck a good dick. Yes, you do.
So, you know, I did. I know when I was younger or whatever, we did that. And, you know, the few guys I did it to, they'll just let me, you know, they'll sit there and watch movies and let me suck their dick for as long as I wanted to.
Okay.
But I think as I got older, I think guys are a little bit different. It's like, they, you know, you're sucking for so long, but then it's like, okay, now I got to have some. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I do. Like, I mean, because it's like, okay, like I said, I only can speak for me. It's like, mm-hmm. if you sucking it good, I mean, if you doing your thing, I don't know what it is, but somehow, some way, I just feel my hips just moving, like, you know, like in a pumping position. It's like, you know, I look down and I'm pumping. Like, God, okay, you know what? I need some. Oh, ladies,
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, hey, if you feel them hips moving, yeah, you got that motherfucker going. You got
okay,
him going.
that's a compliment then.
Hell yeah, if his hips start moving, or he get the or he position that way, and you know, I'm gonna tell you, I call it the Lean Tower of Pisa, because that one leg be cocked up, but it's like it's leaning, or you. And he pushing you down, and he steady raising up. Yeah, you got him going. Now, to be honest with you, he's trying not to nut. Oh, God, let me move this way. Shit. I'm making nuts. Now,
I'm
my life.
I mean, because you could take it either way. It could be either or, because some people, they be wanting you to get up because you ain't doing it right. Or, you know what I'm saying? When they tired of you fucking on or something. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't going to let you stay down there that long. If you fucking up, if you scraping him and cuffing him, you know, trust me, you'll know, because he get the jump. God damn, you'll feel that jump. And he gets it jumping, and he gets you up within like 3.5 seconds. You're just not doing good. You're just not doing good work. You're just not. Now, if you down there and you feeling pumping and all that shit, that mean yeah, he trying to hold that nut in. Cause he like, okay, if I do that, then I gotta go through this and I gotta do that. Nah, I'm stuck.
So you wouldn't be able to be tied down then. That would drive you crazy.
Let's see. I have been. But let me think. You know what? I don't think I've ever came being tied down. I don't.
Because you need to be able to pat her head. You need to be able to touch her. Yeah, you need to be able to, you know, caress her head or wherever, however it works. And it's just like, you know, without one. The feeling is good.
I'm curious to know how that feels, because it's like, you know.
I mean, one time because your legs can't move. Now, say your hands, well, no, it would have to be both. Like, your hands and your feet are tied to the bed. So you can't really do it. She's holding you down while she's sucking your dick. So you can't pump. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what if she really sucking it good? And you want, would that drive you crazy?
Hell yeah, I'm Lord. Help me, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, help me. Don't stop. I've never got to that point where, you know, it's like, and sometimes, because motherfuckers be like, untie me. Motherfuckers just untie me. But shit, I mean, you like, nah, motherfucker, you staying here today. But, I don't know. I mean,
I think you need to be able to touch it. You got to, because that touch, that is something about touch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that touch is like the key. You know what I mean? It's like,
I mean, I agree. I just wondered how would it be? Would that be like a huge arousal or something like that? Or would he be like, untie me? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I wouldn't even want to tie him to the bed and suck his dick. I want to tie him in a chair. I want him to sit up.
I've never had that.
Well, either way, either or, they both will work.
I would want to tie his arms behind the back of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, well, you know, you can jump on it in the bed too, but, ooh, in a chair.
Man, you fuck around. We had seen that Steve Austin $6 million man noise. Breaking them down, chair, boy. Oh, Lord. Okay. Now, all right, ladies, now, what is it that the fellas be forgetting about doing? I mean, like I said, do women actually enjoy being tied up?
I do.
Do you?
How?
I do remember one episode we had on here where y'all were talking about choking. And I think he almost choked you out.
Well, we used this band. That was the first time. You know, I don't think he used these types of things before. But you know the bands they use in physical therapy?
Yeah.
And the more you pull on them, the tighter they get.
Okay.
And I don't think he realized that he was really pulling on them that hard. You know what I'm saying?
y'all didn't have a cold word?
I don't think so, but hell, if I would have passed out, that would have been good enough, okay, for him to realize, because I was almost there, because he was really pulling.
Did y'all see that post? Somebody posted something and said, ouch is not a safe word during sex.
No, I don't think that is. Ouch is not a safe word.
That had me dying. I was like, well, that's a valid point there. That's that makes good sense to me. It's not a safe word.
We've also realized stop is not a safe word.
Not if you write it in my glasses.
Right.
And you know, to answer your question, I've never been tied up, but I would like to try it. And I think that I would like it.
I mean, it's not like I wouldn't do it again. I'm always up for a challenge.
Just not using that choice of method. Not, motherfucker,
I would
go the old fashioned way, motherfucker. Go get the rope. So
I think that would be worse. At least the bands are softer. But, you know, they're the soft bands. I don't think I would use the rope. I think I would be worried about my skin getting bruised up. Use the rope. That's why I felt the bands were better. But, you know, we just have to work on it. That's all. It's not like you stopped doing it just because you had a little hiccup.
Right. And fuck it. As long as you ain't dead, y'all can try it again.
Yeah.
Okay, but baby, be a little more gentle this time, okay? Be a little more gentle.
Because I remember one time the dude almost knocked her ass unconscious.
Yeah, I remember her telling that story.
It was like exciting. And, you know, it's like you get that thrill because, I mean, I was really choking, and I couldn't even talk to tell him. I guess that's why you need the safe word, right? Or the safe something you need.
Right.
Okay side up or something.
I start scratching the shit out of your ass. Blood, nigga, that's
I'm gonna
not
put
a
two fingers in the air.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to put my middle finger. And my pinky. I'm putting my middle finger in my pinky. Well, you see them two fingers go up, motherfucker. Hey, I don't don't see that middle finger pinky, yay, I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep, oh, she liking this shit.
Because the thing about it was he was fucking me from the back, so he couldn't even see my face. You see what I'm saying?
Probably a bad idea. See, this is what we know
so
next time.
So it was wrapped around my neck, and he was pulling it from the back while he was fucking me from the back. So he couldn't, he probably would have known he had to fuck his ass out.
Yeah, because he was holding up. He probably holding up. Ain't no leaning down. Ain't no leaning down.
He looked up. Oh, shit, that's why. I think I love heavy baby shit.
Right.
For that.
I see that up under me.
He back there talking about, baby, you ain't holding your weight. You unconscious.
All right, now, baby, you just get a little bit too lit. Nah, shit. Man, I don't even know if I call the police behind that one.
Okay, and I tell you what. This time, we can do it from the back, but we got to do it in front of a mirror, okay?
Right.
We got to do it in front of a mirror so y'all can see.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm a ham. I'm a ham. Don't put me in
so
front of a mirror.
So you're going to be
scared. Don't put me in front of no mirror. I'm a ham. I like to look. Look at that boy go. Look at him. I bet I get in front of beer, I'm going to show out. I'm going to have fun.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, lay in front of a mirror. That's called making porn.
I'm going to ham it up in front of that mirror. I'm not going to even lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just made a movie and you know it.
Is that me? Is that him? Look, go ahead, mother. Oh, wait a minute. Hold that leg up. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody do. I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one, but I mean, I think everybody do. If you fuck it, man, just look at him when he's looking at that mirror. He ain't even looking at you. Well, he looking at you. He looking at you through the mirror. Like, yeah. Especially doggy style, because, you know, we can't see your face.
Mm-hmm.
So now by us not being able to see your face, you know, we like, well, shit, how she look? Am I beating the pussy up right? You down there with talking about, yeah, ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
You cleaning your nails out.
Right. Just clean her
nails out. Wait a minute. Kroger got a sale on chicken.
Oh.
She reading the news. Oh, yeah, she marked out the sale she got to go to.
Mm-hmm. Maury, I told you that wasn't his baby. Oh, yeah, Daddy. I told you that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good if she doing all that. Mm-mm.
That's just as bad as him watching the game talking about, damn it, why are you giving me it?
Okay.
You still watching the game? That mean I ain't doing
well,
that's the last
right.
In the same line right now. Talking about Kroger got
to
sell on chicken.
I'm not even be on my. I don't be thinking nothing about that type of stuff.
Hey, you got some motherfuckers to do it though.
He back there like y'all remember on Waiting to Exhale when Layla Rashad was with the big dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He doing his dance. I wanted somebody to do that. I've always wanted somebody to do that dance for me while they coming into the bed.
Ooh. You know what? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I was having technical difficulties. We got a caller.
Oh.
Caller, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey. Hi. Sorry about that. I was having technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. No problem. It's me, Mia.
What's going on?
Hello. I'm just chilling. Recovering. Bored to death.
Well, let's get right into it. Do you like being choked while you're having sex?
Yep, sure do.
He likes it. We've got a winner.
All right.
So what was the other one? Would you like being tied up?
That I have never experienced, but I am curious, and I will do that.
Yeah. Two for two. Any more questions, guys?
All right, good. You was on the road. Hell, I started eating me a piece of pizza.
you like the
I said pizza. Pizza. Yeah. Not the other P word.
You
yeah,
like
I mean.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
okay,
so
you gonna ask her the original question, like if she has
I was just about to. Mm-hmm. So you with a man. This is your guy. This is your boyfriend, and he tells you that he don't believe in you giving him oral sex. He don't want. He feels like that's demeaning you. So he don't want you to suck his dick. He go out and let somebody else suck his dick. How you feel about that?
What?
Exactly.
That's kind of contradicting, ain't it?
That's exactly what she said.
But now his reason is he let her do it because he don't give a fuck about her. But he love you.
That ain't no love.
Exactly.
What?
You still not respecting me in one way or the
other. That's just that either he don't like the way she do it, she ain't good at it, so he going to get it where he knows somebody good at it, and he just don't want to tell her. That's all that is.
But he ain't never let her do it, so he don't even know
at
if
all.
She's any good.
And he want her to get down nasty, slutty with it. That's
but,
what it is.
But,
so he can't look at her in that way.
Okay, so Mia, he don't give you oral sex either. Do you go somewhere else and get your pussy ate?
Now we got some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got issues.
I'm with
you just throwing me out there to the wolves. I'm sorry. We got issues. We need to get some counseling, some sex therapy or something, because something's going on. It's a reason why you don't want me to do certain things, and it's a reason why you ain't doing it. Something ain't right, and we need to get to the bottom of it. If not, then to each his own.
And here, you know what? I didn't even think about this one, guys, but if he, I mean, I don't know if he ever said it or not, Kaz, but, I mean, do he give oral sex to other women? You know, do he do, like, 69 with other women or shit like that? Or, well, he don't eat pussy at all?
Now, that, I don't know.
Because then that would be my next question, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, shit. You don't give me oral either. So, if you're going out to get your dick up somewhere else, are you performing it on her? Or that would be my next question. I didn't even think about that earlier.
Sounds like he's just trying to keep her in the dark.
He over 30, so I'm pretty sure he eats pussy. Shit, I'm pretty sure he made a lot of pussy. He over 30.
I never. That's weird.
I was in Gary earlier today. We had the conversation, and I'm looking at him like, I started laughing. He was like, "I'm serious." I'm like, "You for real?" And he was like, "No, my woman can't suck my dick." I said, "Yo, woman," I'm like, "old girl, you with now?" He like, "No, if I feel like you my woman, you cannot suck my dick." I was like, "Well, who's supposed to? She's supposed to be the motherfucker that's supposed to give you, supposed to be the motherfucker for you." He said, "No." like I said, now maybe he got a phobia that she gonna fit some dirt in his mouth or something. I don't know, but the motherfucker said
okay,
he can't.
So when you first start going with somebody, you don't necessarily, you know, you still dating or whatever. Sometimes you have sex before, you know, y'all make it official or whatever. So maybe he did it. Maybe she did it before. And now that, you know what I mean, now that they're a couple in his mind, like you said, now that that's his woman.
No, he said she never have.
Oh. Okay, see, that's just weird. I've never heard of such a thing.
I haven't either.
What?
Maybe it's a spiritual thing with him.
Mm-hmm. Not if he let somebody else do it.
In the home, then, I don't know. It's
hey,
just weird.
I can't be.
Ain't nothing right. It just ain't right. It just ain't right. He just ain't right.
I can't be with somebody that I can't. We should be able to do anything sexually together and then with whoever else we want to do it with together. If we can't be like that, I can't be with you. I can't be with you. Spiritual,
and I surely ain't finna share no information like that with nobody. That's stupid as hell.
Right. You say, I'm going to die with that one. Ain't nobody going to know.
They the only couple in the world not doing that. At least one of them, one way or something. That's crazy.
Okay, the fact that I just got kicked off my own show.
What? And we just talking?
Right, y'all just talking. I'm like, dude, wait a minute. How the hell I get kicked off the show?
Because, I mean, he just took the power away from her in all avenues of the relationship. She dead as she do. She can't get it or give it. Damn, she ain't got no control.
So, okay, well, now, wait a minute. You bring up a good point. So, he is a dominating kind of dude when it comes to relationships. So, y'all think that's a power trip?
Ooh. It got to be. He's trying to keep her in. I'm gonna go do what I want to do, but I'm gonna make sure you don't go out and do nothing, because I'm about to brainwash you in the house so you don't go outside the house. But I'm gonna do what I want to do.
So if you, well, okay, but I mean, all right. Now here's my thing. Yeah, you could say that, man, but it's like, well, yeah, well, I guess you know that could be a nice mind trick. Because a woman be like, well, my man feel like I don't have to suck no dick. So, you know, maybe he might think she going to be like, well, if she run up on another nigga, if nothing else, she know she ain't going to suck no dick. Because she probably feel like, oh, I'm a higher standard where I don't have to suck no dick. I think he going to be in for a rude awakening, but.
Yeah.
He be long dick striding.
But is she a simple-minded person? Oh, well.
Don't forget everything that motherfucker said.
Oh, yeah, right dick pulled out on him. Be like, what, huh, what?
It only takes the right one. Sucking somebody's dick.
You know what, and I really got to know this. I mean, do y'all actually, like, look at, like, okay, I'm going to fuck that motherfucker? Do you? Really?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
So a motherfucker pull his dick out, you be like, okay, I'm going to suck that motherfucker right now.
Yeah.
Remind me of a juicy pickle. I love pickles. Oh,
I love pickles. That's what I feel. Yep. Like, I can't see.
Remember when you go to the candy store? Remember you go to the candy store and you used to have those big old jar pickles and you said your mouth just watering? That's how I get
it. Well, and you know what? I really think y'all did that shit as kids. I think y'all did that to us on purpose. Y'all come walking down the street, that big ass pickling cob out, sucking on that motherfucker. We trying to play basketball. Hey, man, I'm gonna go. I'll be right back, man. Game over. Game over. Motherfucker be balling like a motherfucker. As soon as she come walking across that damn basketball court with that pickle in her mouth, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, you. It was always the one motherfucker who knew he ain't had no chance. Man, come on, man, play ball, man. Fuck you.
Forget about that girl, man. Forget about that girl.
Fuck them hoes, Lucky. Man, fuck you. Do you see what you see how far she got that pickle stuffed in her mouth? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, I would buy a girl a pickle in a heartbeat. You gonna buy me something at the candy store? What you want, a pickle? Two pickles, please. I only wanted one. Your girl look like she want one too. I'm walking all the way down the street with you till you finish that motherfucker. Whole time looking right at your mouth.
And you know how the juice spread out the pickle, so she gotta slurp it up.
Mm. And then she'd be like, when it comes out, she'd be like, And you know how she like wipes a little bit off her chin? Lord, I'm about to faint.
Remember when we used to put our whole mouth on it and just suck till our cheeks go in?
Oh, yeah.
That's how I used to do it.
We used to take some sweet sour suckers down the top of it. Boy, you get everything coming out of there.
Look at her jaw, muscles.
And you know what killed me is that when y'all look up at us and be like, what? You know what? Look at that. This is the hard little motherfucker.
And you know you gotta get that hot pickle, man. You know, I don't know if y'all ever did this, but you get a hot pickle and you put a peppermint stick down in the middle.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because then you know, because you don't stick your tongue out because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That slurping noise, that.
Motherfucker,
you got to lick around. You got to lick around your lip, the crease of your lip, and your mouth is.
I done went to next. I done went to the afternoon class hungry than a motherfucker. Why you ain't eat? I bought him a pickle. I bought her a pickle. You ain't buy your lunch? Nope. Why not? I ain't have enough. Why not? I bought her a pickle, and I ain't had enough after that.
Man, it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that motherfucker get the sucker. Man, y'all put that peppermint in the middle of it, and then really get the sucker on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Then y'all come up smacking your lip. Oh, Lord. Miss Parker know what she doing.
Yeah. Oh, y'all know how I get. I can't stand y'all shit.
But you know what? And, I mean, you know, we talk shit. I mean, us as being, we talk shit. But I never was 100% sure that y'all really was like, all right, because, you know, we get undressed and shit, you know. I mean, me, I'm going to get undressed. Like, hey, take a look. See if you like it. Nah. You looking now like, shit, I'm finna suck. I mean, because I always thought the process was like, I know he want me to suck his dick, so let me go and do it. That's what I always thought the process was. I ain't know you motherfuckers like, oh, yes, my jaws are tightened up. Bring your ass here. All right, so now, okay. I mean, that goes. What about the motherfucker? I know every woman has. The pity head. Let me go and get this little nigga some head. He's getting on my nerves. I mean, what are y'all be thinking about with that one?
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, let me do my quick move real quick. Because some people, you know what you can do to get them to come when you don't really, when you really don't want to do it, but they want you to. And some people, you just know what you can do to get them to come real quick. So I just do my move, jerk my head real quick, and hell, he came in 5 minutes.
Now go on, little boy, shit.
Yeah, that's true. You know the ones that you got to do work and the ones that you ain't got to do nothing.
Hell, and I wasn't little. I was talking about my ex-husband.
Hey. Damn, he said. I still hope he ain't ever listened to the show. He probably tears coming out his eyes. She said she was calling me Big Daddy the whole motherfucking time. You lying, bitch. You lying, bitch.
Oh, that was not true. That was not true at all.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Okay,
I was bamboozled, so that was what happened with that.
Now, I gotta ask. Do y'all know this or it's just reaction? That choking, gurgling noise y'all make. I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, that motherfucker, that noise just drives me crazy. It's like, oh God, yes, do it again. Yeah, I mean, of course we don't say it, but in our head we'd be like, do it again. But shit, I mean, is that part of the technique, or y'all like, fuck it? I mean, if I choke, I choke.
You know, if the dick is good,
you
just want it.
You say what?
I said if the dick is good, I mean, because there's some dick out there that's just yummy. You know what I mean? Like, this motherfucker tastes delicious. I mean, hell, so fuck it.
Okay,
let me take it out.
No, I like it to feel it hit the back of my throat.
Oh, Lord, this is great. I love tonight's show. Hey, I'm the only nigga on here. So. Dang it. All right, we're going to go listen to that replay. I can hear Marley now. I should have been on the show.
Thinking like, what noise is he talking about? Because when you in it, you don't know
what the fuck is going.
You don't know. You just in it, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know what noise you're talking about. But if it's right, then hell yeah, I make it. That's shit, I don't know. But if it's right, then yep, I do it.
Cass, do men like it when she moans while she's sucking his dick?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm over here the morning. Because you're feeling that vibration through your dick. It's like, woo.
Oh,
blow your head off. Shit. Why you think he'd be asking you questions? He just waiting on you to say, mm-hmm. I'll be like, God damn, nigga, you asking a lot of questions right about now. There you go. He just want to feel the vibration of you. I need a drink.
Shit, I need
a drink. I definitely, yes. The site will be back up, and next month the site will be back up. We got to post the site back up. By hook or by crook, that site gonna be back up. Mm-hmm. We have some real interesting things on that site, and I'm so used to saying, "Well, go post it, go post this, go post
right.
that."
Yeah, it does sort of suck.
All right, I'm looking forward to this site. See what's going on.
Mia, I'm telling you, we used to have it raw, man. We had it raw, especially when we was my name. Which site you think was the which? If you had to pick, which one was the best? Which one do you think was the best?
Oh, shoot, y'all had Spruce and SimCity.net.
Yeah.
And SimCity Radio Show, right? So it was three, yeah. I think, since I've been on here.
And the only reason I'm going to tell you, the only reason we kept changing is because we would get a site, which they was like, all right, everything fine, everything cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, well, no nudity. You know, and we wanted to keep giving our audience what we said. We told y'all that it was.
I remember that.
Yeah, because, we would be all, no nudity. I mean, that ain't what we said. We told y'all that.
What we supposed to do with all these naked bitches?
Right.
All this pussy and titties and ass. I'm gonna tell you, I wasn't around on Spruce, but I wish I had been. But SimCityRadio.net was live. I liked that one.
I liked the
instant message right there on the homepage.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was hot. Yeah, and then while we was on the show, we could still correspond. That way, I never had the webcam. That looked like I had it for a brief minute, but I could see everybody, but nobody could see me. So I don't know what was up with that. But SimCityRadio.net was good.
Yeah, that webcam show. I mean, hell, like I said, and y'all talk about me, but she's an arrogant motherfucker. But I have to give it to her. She nobody top Butterfunk on that.
Mm-hmm.
but wait a minute, should I give props to Butter or to Butter's dude?
Well, both. They were both together.
Well, I mean, shit, he was putting in work.
Yeah, he was.
I admit, you have to see this. This dude, he was like, it seemed like he was looking you right in your eyes.
He did what?
It was like he was looking right in your eyes.
We had a webcam show.
He had Echo Cast.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
What's the Echo?
Okay.
Yes,
what it was, we had a webcam show, and he got on the motherfucker, and, they started going at it. Now, not one time did he look at her. That motherfucker stared at that camera the whole time.
So he get it in and he's looking at the camera.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, he knew.
Oh, wow.
He knew it was women on there, and some of the women he could see.
Okay.
He was looking at them square in their eyes like, you like that? You like that?
And I hate that I wasn't there. I wasn't with y'all yet.
He was going wild. I had to commend him. I mean, he was like right in the camera, like, yeah, you see, you like that? Huh? What about if I do it like this? And he hit that motherfucker hard and fast. Then he'd slow down.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take his slow strokes. Like, baby, I'm going to give it to you how you want it. Just call my name. She on the ground. He never looked down one time. He never looked down once.
Just the star of the show.
Right. Oh, he was a star. Now, I think the white girl, she gets biggest titties award. I can't remember her name though.
Well, not no more, because if Miss Pimps come out, He's shutting that shit down.
Yeah, Miss, she, I think she got that award now. But now I'm talking about as far as like the show. Do you remember the name? Remember everybody was flashing.
Uh huh.
And remember it was she was from I want to say Nevada or something. And these motherfuckers was bigger than her whole head. And she pulled them big motherfuckers out. It was like. The whole screen just swole up with them. I'm like, good Lord. God, man.
I didn't carry those boys around.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I think she could have gave.
Miss Pimp.
She could have gave Miss Pimp a run for her money. And
oh,
they were,
hey, damn.
And she was white, so they really stuck out.
Right. Okay. See, that's
yeah,
so
nice. Oh, yeah, we had a ball on that. Like I say, we're going to get back to the essence of it. And you do know me, that's your initiation.
What? I got a flash.
Yeah, that's initiation on the webcam. Got a flash. If you're a newbie, you got a flash.
All right.
Hey,
I
see
ain't
that
scared.
Works.
I ain't scared.
No, there you go.
It ain't just some titties. It ain't no big deal.
You say what?
I said it's just some titties. It ain't no big deal.
See, and now that's the attitude you're supposed to have. That is the attitude. You know, that, hey, yeah, I remember back in the day, Father Time, he fuck around and had your picture hung up.
He was single at the time, but yeah, I said, what you doing with my pictures?
Well, he say, shit, I went to sleep to you a couple of nights.
I think at that time, that's when I had my pussy as my screen. What was that, my profile pic?
He said.
Yeah, see, and on .net, you had with your finger right there. That was a very nice
Yeah, that was the one.
That motherfucker said all I needed was that picture, a bottle of Jergens and some tissue. And he was good.
Why is it always Jergens? Y'all are so crazy.
he said Jergens. I remember I asked the same question. I said, why Jergens? He said, it's so smooth.
Ain't that creamy?
I guess so. It gives you that nice texture. Makes you feel like you're really doing something important. Like okay. All right, shouts out to my man. I mean, hey, we used to have fun. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, we had big fun back then.
Some of them chats, boy, we get hot. I remember shit. We sucked and fucked the shit out of Cass one night. We had his ass all on the cybernet.
Oh yeah.
That was me, and I think Miss Kitty. Was that her name? No, she. It was Miss Defiant.
Yeah.
And I think Janine, you was there too. Fuck the shit out of your ass. We had your ass crying.
I had a cyber threesome. Well, I actually had a cyber foursome that night.
Yeah, you got cyber rights that day. We
Oh, now hold on. Now, Tyler, he indulged too. He had a couple of cyber.
Yeah, he did.
Too.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, we're going to get the site back. The site, like I said, man, the site was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on it. Like I said, we only reason that we constantly changed is we changed for the people. You know, we started out, like, our thing was uncensored, so that's what we tried to give them. We tried to give everybody uncensored. And like I said, when we get this site back, once again, it's going to be uncensored. It's going to be, you know, we're going to do our Sin City thing.
Okay.
We're going to have some big fun. Like I said, though, your initiation, you got to show your titties. You got to show them. Via picture, instant message, it don't matter. You just got to show them.
See,
that's why I need my man Tyma here, because Tyma be like, look, let me take you in the private room, get your address.
I'm sure the world of the internet has seen my titties before. It ain't no big deal. They ain't seen it before.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. Now you need to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we gonna be doing this. Like, hey, look, this is, look, get on that. Now don't come if you got them old bullet wound titties. We don't like that. I mean. Teach is on.
Bullet wound, what is that?
The ones that look like it got like the little BBs all around it. Like it got shot with BBs or something.
I don't know what that looks like.
What is that? Yeah, I don't know.
Look here. I'm a man, so I didn't see my fair share. There's some pretty ones out there, but it's hold on. My man, Tyma, what's happening, dog? Shit, man. We're just talking about you.
Yeah. What
you doing?
Wasn't me.
I can't
hear
you,
man.
Somebody lied on me.
It
wasn't me.
I didn't hear that. What did
he say? He said somebody lied on him. That wasn't him.
No. Oh, yeah. Seriously, y'all ain't never seen the timer. You done seen the bullet wound titties, haven't you? The ones look like you got the little BBs all around it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, we done seen bullet titties before. Like all around the areola and all that shit. It's like, you be like, God damn. What happened to them?
Shit, they look like those are milk ducks.
More like mud ducks.
What did she call me?
Hell no. Oh, shit.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm talking about, because you know, the areola area be looking all smooth. You know, most of them be all smooth and shit. But then you got some, you be like, what the fuck is those?
I got a question for y'all. For the fellas. What is the turn on about Pierce Nichols? What's the turn on?
Why are they constantly hard?
Mine's is constantly hard tonight. Mine's not Pierce. So,
exactly. I'd be at work and bare. My nipples be sticking out my shirt. I know this is like this corny, bitch.
If I stay like that, she really rub up against mine. Mine be hard like that. So,
today's I be got a little man. Mm-mm, they just be poking out.
Today's motherfucker be all up at the table. Hands all up under the table. You see them nipples? Yes, I do. Excuse me, today. I'll be asking questions just for the hell of it, just so you turn around. Yeah.
The wind blow my ass is pulling out. It don't mean nothing. I'm just wondering, Tyma, did you like Pierce nipples and why? Or why not?
Pierce?
Yeah.
I'll be very honest. I've never had a pair.
Not your own, fool.
I know.
That's what he's saying. He ain't never been with somebody who had.
Okay, but have you ever
I've never experienced it.
Okay, but have you ever seen a porno or a stripper or anybody with pierced nipples, and did you like it?
Well, I've seen a few strippers. I ain't never had one. But I wouldn't mind it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. If that's what floated her boat, I'm not mean.
Question,
I'm going to say, put your shirt back on. I'm not going to say that.
My question is, what's the turn on? Like, why do you like that?
Because there's metal up in there.
What?
Men love metal.
What'd you say, Chaz? Men love metal.
Men love metal.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it's metal someplace where it shouldn't be. It's just like, damn.
Like, that ain't supposed to be there.
That don't make no sense.
But it looks nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So do y'all like the hoops or the bars? Or dangly ones? Or what kind of nipple jewelry is your favorite?
Just long as it don't get caught on nothing. Because if I see
Right, so you can't be down with the you can't be down with the hoops because you know you might be sucking a little hard to get caught up on something.
Yeah,
she be like, "Oh, my bad." She over there grabbed them titties, hold them for dear life. This motherfucker pulled my goddamn ring out.
See, that's why I don't fuck with my nipples.
I'm just wondering.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A few piercings and them long ass black boots.
When she don't got no nipple, you will see what's wrong with it then.
You know, you talking about bumps all around them and stuff.
It's
bumpy and she ain't got no nipple.
Keep your shirt off.
I think I'd have to get up, man. I'd be like, yo, whoa. Where you cool at?
Cause somebody just ripped her nipple off.
I mean, but you would think if you want something right there, why would you still be rough with it? If you, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, don't that make sense? Like, you know, if something
people
right
don't,
there.
But people don't realize, I guess, because I've experienced my nipple coming off, how easily it can happen.
Wait a minute, your nipple came off?
Wait a minute, hold on. I don't think people realize that how sensitive that skin is and how easily it can detach.
Your nipple. What, you got some screw-ons? I've never heard that before a day in my life. How does that happen? How did you put it back on?
He didn't have to stitch it up or nothing. It just went back together naturally. But it came apart when I was breastfeeding, and my daughter was just sucking on my nipple, and I looked down, my nipple was off.
Lord, man. Man, I'd be ready. I'd be ready to punch the baby. They ain't pulling me up off the baby. You did this shit, you punk motherfucker. You did this shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, that sounds painful.
You done ruined her. You done ruined her.
I mean,
my damn boy, you broke my woman. You broke her.
Anytime you come running in the room thinking I'm finna fight a nigga, you trying to hold me back, my baby sitting on the thing, just looking. Gaga, your ass, you punk motherfucker. You told the shit up.
I never heard that. And it just grew back?
No, it didn't grow back. I went to the hospital, and he put, like, this cream around it, and he put gauze on it, and it went back together.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't sound
serious.
Human.
I'm serious. It was hanging off. It was hanging like your nipple.
Oh, my God. That's
like,
that
it was
weird.
Hanging on by a little piece. Skin. Like, all you do is pull it.
Okay, you know what? My fantasy is dead now. I don't know about anybody else. Look,
every time
I say
hold them,
Oh, no, every time I look at her, she's grown now, but every time I look at her, like, my nipple ain't never been right. That feeling in my nipple ain't been the same since.
Oh, jeez.
We switch to you to find the right motherfucking man.
I've never heard that before.
I don't want to hear shit else about it. She going to the motherfucking formula.
Oh, yeah, she went to the formula after that. No, I wasn't fucking with her. No, you just sitting here slobbering and sucking on. You ain't even drinking no milk. Oh, goodness.
That is crazy. I'd have lost my mind. I walked in some shit like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you okay? I'm crying.
Did it hurt?
The form.
Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt at all. I didn't even feel it. I didn't know that it was even like that until I looked down. Because she had stopped drinking, and I thought she was done. I looked down. She's like, yo, shit.
Hold on. Oh, no. The baby, hey, wait a minute. This ain't right.
What the fuck
is this?
Like, I ain't supposed to be eating no food.
Right, wait a minute. What the fuck is this?
I don't know how much more I can say. Y'all asses is crazy.
I don't know how you couldn't feel it. It's supposed to be real sensitive over there.
It is sensitive, but it just, I guess when she was breastfeeding and she was gnawing on it or something, I don't know what she was doing.
You should never tell her that story.
Oh, I told her that story.
I tell her that story every day, especially with, motherfucker, I done sat here and had labor, and to top it all off, you took my fucking nipple off? You better not do shit wrong. You hear me? You better not do a motherfucking thing wrong. And
look,
I hope you have
look,
kids,
look,
I hope, I hope he pay your motherfucker off.
You touched me. I hope you had kids and they just like your ass.
Hell yeah. Hope they bite that some of my bitch clean up. Smooth the fuck off.
And I mean, you can't tell it was ever off or nothing. I mean, they didn't have to do no stitches or nothing like that. It just went back together. I thought he was mad. He said the way our skin, the way our nipples are and our skin, he said it'll attach itself. It'll attach itself back together. And it
they super glued that shit together. That shit is super glued. You just don't know it.
He put some cream on it. It wasn't no glue, okay?
Super glue.
He put some type of cream on there.
He put that elbow on there.
Elmer's kitty glue? Come on, man.
Hell yeah.
I can't stand it. Yeah. I can't stand it. I'm stupid.
Oh, have mercy.
I couldn't be a doctor, man. I couldn't deal with that shit at the time. Yeah, Dr. Tamer, we got a problem. Nipple came off. Shit, I don't know what to do.
Hold on. You a couple of people say, I got to see this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this shit on Instagram. That shit going straight to Instagram. Y'all, guess what? I just saw in the emergency room today. Check this shit out.
Goodness.
That was wow. I would have sure been showing them pictures around. Man, you ever seen this shit?
Man, it'd be like, man, look, this ain't working.
And he done went on Facebook and seen her nipple all on him. I thought we had conversation privileges. I'm so
young. That is crazy. I never knew that shit could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it just grow back together on its own.
Yep.
That's crazy. Makes you think what else can grow together.
I see nothing down here. I know that. I ain't fucking.
if y'all head come off with a big
I think Lorraine Bobby proved that our shit don't grow back.
Right.
Well, she cut it off. What if it was just they do put y'all stuff back together? I've seen that happen. She cut it off.
It don't grow by itself. Your shit grew by itself.
It didn't grow back. I said he pushed it back on there and just put some cream on it and it went back together.
With the Elmer super glue.
Right. You say cream, we say glue. Don't nobody know the truth but the doctor.
But I didn't grow no new one is what I'm saying.
The cells just reconnected themselves together. That's all it
yeah,
is.
I guess so.
I feel you, Janine. I feel you.
But I couldn't breastfeed after that either. Not off that nipple.
Do you think?
Well,
I know it probably was crooked. So the milk ducts wasn't lined up together.
Right. I'm telling you. Fucked up. The baby just stopped, took a look back. Wait a minute. This ain't right. Shit.
He gave his broke up titty. I was just saying, broke up titty.
Right.
You need to get me a new nipple on here.
Hey. Bartender. Bartender. You need a new nipple over here. Only in Sin City. Only in Sin City.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I got
I'm about to Google
story.
That shit. I'm about to Google that shit. I got to know.
It. I wonder if it ever happened to anybody else. But
that's exactly why I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google how do you reattach a nipple.
I've always had some weird, I don't know, I've always seen some weird titties growing up. I don't know. Like my one friend, she got four nipples.
Four? Is it one, two, three, four?
Yeah.
You are done.
That's four nipples.
Hey. Four.
That's like a cow, ain't it? That's like a cow got four nipples.
Right.
She got her nipples where they supposed to be, but then it was just one. I spent the night at her house. But you know, this was after we had got older, of course, after we had formed breasts and everything. And she was like, "Let me show you something." She's like, "I bet you ain't never seen this." And she lifted her titty, and she had the one regular nipple. Then she had another nipple underneath. I mean, she has a big titty, so. I said, bitch, you got two nipples. I thought she was gifted. How you get two nipples?
Hey, man, be honest, dog. Be honest. Would you fuck with me? I wouldn't. I'd be too scared.
This bitch on her own.
Something right here. She ain't normal. Something wrong with her.
I mean,
she got something.
Would y'all be caught off guard? What if she ain't tell y'all and y'all suck it away? You know how your titty flips up when you fuck it.
Man, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'll probably get up. I'll be like, yo, whoa. Now you know you're doing something, you get that startled look like, whoa, what did I just touch?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That you got the lights off. You're working on one. You're like,
mm-hmm.
Now you using both hands to feel around. Like, man, I'm feeling two different lumps. Right? What the fuck? Cut the light on for a second.
Right.
Four nipples. She cut. Man, if I saw four nipples, I'm getting up.
Right.
Something ain't right.
I'm gonna go around checking all the titties. Hey, let me see your titties.
I mean, what would y'all do if you feel three balls? You'd be like, what's wrong with this motherfucker? Something wrong.
I gotta go.
Right. What might you say? You got three balls and the boil? I gotta go. It's not gonna work.
That's scary, man. I tell everybody, man, don't fuck with her, dog. She ain't right. Tell me.
Oh, goodness.
That's crazy.
That is just all of that. Man, that is extraordinary.
Right.
Them is extra nipples. I'm good. I'm out of there.
Dude, I am circus. You need to be in a circus, man. You know, you got the bearded lady and the full nipple lady.
Oh, simple. Come on, let me show you. Let me show you something. No, bitch, you need help. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here, y'all. You know they're going to cut us off. Hell, we already went over. I'm surprised they ain't cut us off yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Mia, you got any last words for us?
Enjoyed the show tonight. Look forward to next week. Everybody have a good weekend.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Liquor Stove.
I had a blast. This was a whole lot of fun. You know, I'll be back next week.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Janine, baby.
Had and enjoyed this show. And I will definitely be here next week, me and my broke nipple.
Yeah.
It's all fixed now. You couldn't even tell the difference.
That next motherfucker starts a little too hard.
Hell yeah. Look, you're doing a little too hard. But well, damn, baby, I'm just trying to.
Right. Then she can be like, keep doing that and see what happens.
I told you were sucking too hard. Oh, man.
Fell off again.
That'd be fucked up. It didn't fell off again. Can you take
right?
What?
Again.
You got any last words, man?
Oh man, hey, I was late, so it was cool for what I heard, though.
Oh, man.
I mean, four nipples, hanging nipples, three balls. I don't get no better than that.
All right. This is crazy. Well, I like to thank everybody calling in. Thank everybody listening to the internet, Sin City Radio. We'll be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. All right, y'all. Peace.